Hi, I'm Mike McCafferty. This is my podcast. I just want to talk about Star Trek. There's a big picture of it, of me on the screen. This guy did this for free for me, by the way. He just gave it to me after, I can't remember his name, but he's a great artist and he actually gave it to me. I look like a monster. I look some sort of crazy monster, but I am some sort of crazy monster. I'm a monster about Star Trek. I'm pivoting the video. This is going to be a short podcast or a longish video. Take your pick. It's going to be on both of them. It'll be on the Star Trek Facebook page. I just want to talk about Star Trek Facebook page, and I hope you enjoy it. And I hope that I keep this in a somewhat short time period because I haven't really planned for this that much. I'm just trying stuff. I'm trying this. I'm being bold. Of all things, I am being bold. There's two of me here. There's three. How many mics do you need? How many mics to make a podcast? This is my podcast. This is my video presentation. This is my Facebook page. This is who I am. I like Star Trek. And I was dismayed recently when it was shared with me, by, I believe, Doug Evans, that there's been some vicious rumors going around that Star Trek 4 is not going to happen. And to him, I replied, well, I had assumed that. In Hollywood, there is an old phrase that I coined, which has probably been coined somewhere else, but good news travels fast, bad news does not travel. Star Trek Beyond came out in 2016. That was 4 years ago. If Paramount was going to make a movie, a sequel to that, Star Trek IV, it would have been by now. They're not making any other movies. And so when this news leaked out, I was like, I had assumed they weren't going to make anything because all they've been doing is screwing around and saying they kind of are and they're kind of not. Now in this article you'll see right here, if you're watching, Paramount confirms with us this is not true and Star Trek movies are still in development. Well, of course they're going to say that. Why would they confirm bad news? Good news travels fast. Bad news does not travel at all. They have no incentive to say, yeah, we're going to kill all the movies. Sorry. Now, what movies are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about Star Trek IV, the long gestating Star Trek IV, which proposes to have Chris Hemsworth return. As you recall, he was George Kirk. Not George Kirk. Yeah, George Kirk. Sam is his brother. George Kirk, progenitor of Captain James T. Kirk, Chris Pine Kirk. And they're going to do a time traveling kind of movie. At least that's what that was suspected. But the budget became way overwrought, especially now that we have Thor in the midst, although not Men in Black International. That didn't do it well. But we still have Chris Hemsworth with a big price tag and Chris Pine with a big price tag because he did Wonder Woman and he's doing another one. So that was one of them we had. Then we had Quentin Tarantino's long rumored Star Trek where he has some sort of script or he's been writing it, or he's going to direct it, or one of the others, I think he's going to write it, and someone's going to direct it, and it was based on a piece of the action from the original series, going back to the Iocean gangster planet, which sounds fabulous and bonkers, and maybe like 10% Star Trek. But it's Tarantino, so I kind of wanted to see that. Even it, just as a curiosity, not necessarily as the next Star Trek movie, but as a curiosity, for sure. And then, more recently, Noah Hawley of Fargo TV series fame, not movie fame, not the Coen brothers, love to see that. It was announced that he was working on a script for Star Trek. So we have three Star Trek IVs, or Star Trek 14s, right? Because there's actually 13 Star Trek movies. Have we forgotten about that? Anyways, his script has been reported to be dead, and he's been talking about a little bit and talking about how there was a fundamental crisis to the Federation that was going to take away all our liberties or something like that, which to me seems like a misstep, just to be honest. I mean, I'm not a showrunner yet for a TV series, so maybe I've got it wrong, but the Federation seems like a foundation that whenever they start screwing with, it gets mired down. Star Trek is all about hope and a utopia ahead of us and that we're all in this timeline working towards that. So But who knows? Who knows what his script would have become? And honestly, I just pulled this photo from the internet as I pulled all of these. Actually, if all of these were the based on what we're going to be seeing, I'd be all in. I'd be all in for Chris Hemsworth in some sort of like nice sports jacket pointing straight at the camera with a big ass ring that says Star Trek IV. I'd be great with a Simon Earth, slightly puffy William Shatner sitting there trying to, I don't know what he'd be doing in Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek, but I'd be all for that. And if Noah Hawley just wanted to sit down for 90 minutes and talk about Star Trek, like in outer space, I'd be great with that too. It's a Star Trek movie. I'd be happy with it. As I said before, Paramount, though, has saying none of these are canceled. In fact, they're all in play. Everything's in play. Hey, that idea you got about Star Trek for a movie? That's in play. Congratulations. You've optioned a script to Paramount. We're all in play for all of this. Because they don't want to share that bad news, that they can't come up with a good movie idea. They can't come up with a good way to reboot this franchise. They haven't cracked the code because there's no way. There's no way to make money off of these kind of films. It's insane. It's impossible. I mean, there are all these movies that I'm showing right here, all 13 of the previous films that have made money to some degree or not. Actually, there's 12 here in this list if you're watching it. They cut out Star Trek IV. I don't understand. New Star Trek movies in order list. So this seems like a, like I'm happy to pull this from the internet because it's wrong. I don't know why they took The Voyage Home out of it, but that's fine. But there is a track record for this, going all the way back to 1979. They have made these movies, and some of them make money. Burp, 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 burp. Some of them don't. Makes money, doesn't make money. And then the last three or four is what's got Paramount worried. Because as I'm looking at this chart here, worldwide box office became more and more important. And this is from 1996. I'm looking from First Contact to Insurrection, Nemesis, Star Trek 2009, Into Darkness, and beyond. And most troubling to them are these $300 million box office returns. And as we talked before, my big movie dive, these budgets here of 140, 190, 185 million for the last three films, you double that for print and advertising, P&A as you used to call. There are no more prints. It's all digital, but basically you double it. So if Into Darkness was $190 million for production budget, you double that and you come up with $380 million against the worldwide box office of 467. Well, it's still not bad. You're making a little bit of a profit, but 185 million, and that becomes what, 370 million against 335 million for the gross. These are all big numbers, I understand. And really, I mean, I like Star Trek Beyond the best probably out of all of these, except for maybe First Contact. And it did ostensibly the worst. I mean, even Nemesis on a budget of 60 million lost 60 million, whereas Star Trek Beyond maybe lost 60 or 70 million and has kind of crushed the series a little bit. So here we are. And there's our gallant crew of the last three films. These guys are all stars in their own right. Zoe Saldana, Zachary Quinto, and Chris Pine. So what went wrong? Well, part of it is that this says Star Trek, and that's Captain Kirk, Uhura, and Mr. Spock. But different universe, because they didn't want to use it, because we all know that the bad robot can't use those characters, can't use real Kirk, real Spock. They did use real Spock, but Kelvin timeline Spock, who goes into an alternate universe. So those three experiments didn't work so well. So then what do? They go into TV. CBS goes into TV. And they got shows like Discovery and The Short Treks and Picard and Lower Decks. And then eventually they get to it, maybe Section 31 and Brave New Worlds. These are all fine television shows. If I have to make an assumption on them, if I make a generalization on them, which I can, because this is my show, these shows are all about characters painting around the corners, either of their own lives or of other greater characters' lives. Star Trek Discovery is about the prequel before Captain Pike and Captain Kirk. It is about the greatness, the potential greatness that happens before the real greatness of Kirk and of Pike a little bit. Star Trek Picard is about the great Captain Jean-Luc Picard, but not so great anymore. Now kind of a failure, now kind of a bummer Picard. He sits, remember he had his number one dog here in the first couple of episodes and the vineyard, and then we never saw any of that again. This great picture of him out in this vineyard has nothing to do with the story, zero to do with the story. Star Trek Lower Decks, I've seen like three episodes of. It's good, but by definition, it's a sci-fi comedy. Comedies are not destined for greatness. They're not aiming for greatness, they're aiming for comedy. And the saddest thing is that this Lower Decks is probably the most aspirational out of all of these shows. Star Trek Discovery is a prequel, and now it is a sequel vaulting itself 1,000 years away from these heroes. Star Trek Short Treks is also just painting around the edges. Section 31, I hope they don't make this. I really do. Maybe they will, but again, as I said, painting the Federation as the bad guy just doesn't work for me. And I would really be looking forward to Star Trek Brave New Worlds with Pike, but again, it's a prequel. And we're not really exploring anything but what's already happened. I wish there was a way we could construct a movie now, here in 2020, that would be a blockbuster. Because one of these characters is going to have a hard time filling a movie, now filling the seats, right? Because it's Star Trek. How can you get them? How can you get people in love with just Captain Kirk or Picard? I mean, I'm looking at a picture of the five captains, Sisko, Archer, Picard, Kirk, and Janeway, and thinking that would be ridiculous, right? I mean, the audacity to have all five great captains together. And here's a bonus tip for you. You probably didn't know this. They're all still alive. Now, if one of them passed away, I'd be like, well, what are you going to do? It's sort of like Doctor Who. You know, Doctor Who, like they have like 13, 14 doctors, but some of them have been dead for years. Paramount, let me tell you something right now. Let me give you some good news. It's going to travel fast. You have all five of these original captains still alive. They're still kicking. Even Shatner at 88 or 89 years old right now has still got it together. Could you, would you make a film with all five of these captains? Now, some of you might say, wait, hold on a second. That's bananas. How could you do that? What is the template for that? Please, Mike. This is a ridiculous, far-fetched hope of bringing so many of the Federation's mightiest heroes together. Wait, what did I just say? How did I phrase that? Oh, I wonder if we have a template for Earth's mightiest heroes. I wonder if a company called Marvel, which was acquired by Disney, came up with a formula to get all of Earth's mightiest heroes together in a movie, which made a shit ton of money, calling it the Avengers. And I'm talking about five captains. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at the poster, by the way, for those of you watching the podcast, listen to the podcast. You got Hulk. You got Hawkeye, you got Iron Man, you got Black Widow, you got Thor. Hey, remember Thor, right? Remember I said his name earlier? Chris Hemsworth? Chris Evans is Captain America? You got Samuel L. Jackson? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7! 7 people, 1 captain. I'll give you 1 captain. But you could make that work, right? You say, wait, hold on a second, Mike. I know how this is going to work, though. Most of these guys had origin story movies. They kind of built it up. Well, what about all the series? Doesn't that count as an origin story? Can I interest you in 76 to 176 episodes? Yeah, but kids these days, they want to see that origin story. I mean, let us invoke. Oh, let's look at that picture again. Federation's Mightiest Heroes. Let's invoke this. Remember Justice League, Mike? Remember Justice League, where they tried to cram all these heroes into this movie without giving a proper backstory? That was a failure. This failure made $657.9 million. That's pretty good for a failure. For a movie that had so many problems, that went through two different directors and writers midway. it still made pretty much the budget of two recent Star Trek films. Can I interest you in that? And if you look down here, look, this is off a Google search. Aquaman made $1.48 billion. Wonder Woman made $800 million. The Avengers made $1.5 billion. I'm going to give you that. If we can get anywhere between $600 million and $1.5 billion for bringing back all five captains, the original captains, into a movie, which brings them all together. And how could we do that? Time travel. It's fine. Let's just do that. Do you want to deep fake them? Do you want to de-age them? I'll give you that. However you want to do it. You got the Nexus. You got Kirk in the Nexus. You got Picard in his vineyard. Everyone else, they're still here. Paramount, why have you not moved on this idea? Oh, it's getting too expensive. Look at all the money you could make. Look at all that money. Now, the other counter argument goes like this. Well, but we already have our shows, our painting around the edges shows of Discovery and Short Treks and Picard, Lower Decks, and maybe Section One and maybe Strange New Worlds. How would that work? How would you put those guys? Oh, they would just, well, it's all the same universe, right? You just put them in there. It's all the same universe now, or it's alternate universes all coming together. Why not? Because after you do this first movie with Federation's Mightiest Heroes, let me show you something else Marvel did. I just found this out. I just did a little research. They came up with a movie called Endgame. Actually, Infinity War and then Endgame, a two-part gigantic movie where they took every single damn hero they could find and put them all into one movie. You could even put in Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, and Zoe Saldana from the Kelvin universe. You could still get that in. You could put everyone in there because they're all still here. And we've got one more shot at this. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing to do? Oh, and why do you do it? Because Endgame alone made $2.79 billion. I don't remember what Infinity War made. I think it was like a billion and a half. Combined, all these Avengers movies have made maybe $6 or $8 billion. It eclipsed Avatar. It's all there for you. You can do this. Let's say you just made $1 billion off of one of these films. That's still okay by me. And you, as they say, a rising tide floats all boats. If you attach William Shatner to Discovery, to Michael Burnham, or to the Lower Decks people, or to Chris Pine's Kirk, everybody's going to get on board because everyone's going to have a favorite and they're all going to be there. And all of our heroes are still here, but time is ticking away. So why are you dicking around with these other films, these Tarantinos and Noah Hawley's and Star Trek IVs? Take the big swing. Be bold. Make the film that we're all gonna fall in love with. Make the film that every generation is going to find something to fall in love with. Make the Star Trek movie to end all Star Trek movies. Make all the money and then start all over again. But do it now because you don't have the time. Give Shatner $20 million. Who cares? You will make that back. This is good news, Paramount. This is good news, Viacom, CBS All Access, Paramount Plus. I hope it reaches you because the bad news is already here. I'm Mike McCafferty, and I just want to talk about Star Trek.